Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me once again as it's here again, the Sand Lake Summer Family Festival, Roseanne Kreitner. How are you, Roseanne?
Just fine, thanks, Kevin.
Glad to have you back on the show. It seems like the years just roll by faster and faster, don't they?
They do.
I can't believe it's time for this already. It's already happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And, I know there's always a lot of things to get into, so we're going to start right away. What's happening when we kick things off on Friday, Roseanne?
Well, Friday we start off with our happy hour. Our beer tent opens at noon till 4 o'clock. Beer is a dollar.
Wow.
You know what? I said a dollar, but it's $1.50. My mistake.
That's still a great
$1.50. Yeah, that's still a deal, isn't
it? Yes, it is.
Anyway, that starts off the tent, and then Little Las Vegas is in the afternoon there at 4 o'clock. Texas Hold'em and Blackjack. We turn on the music at 2 o'clock, Down Home Band.
Yeah.
From 2 to 6. And at noon, or I should say at 11:30, the ICCOA normally has their lunch for retirees in our hall there.
Yeah.
This will be the special Retirees Day dinner, and that's a $3 donation. Janine's taking reservations. It's not too late to come to that for the retirees dinner.
Good.
And Ray Carson is going to do, right after lunch, the euchre tournament at 1 o'clock.
Always popular, I know.
Yes, it is. Yes. And you can walk in, too, Kevin. You don't have to have a reservation for that.
Oh, okay. Very good.
All right. Concession stand this year will open at 2 o'clock, maybe a little earlier if we're ready, but 2 o'clock officially. Concession stand, lots of good food out there. And then, so all that takes place outside.
Yes.
And then our bingo, our normal Friday night bingo, is at 6 o'clock in the hall. That's for the adults. But new this year on our schedule, we have what we call a family bingo under the big tent. Now, that's new, Kevin. In the years past, we've done Men It to Win It out there.
Yeah.
This year, we're going to have a family bingo. You know how the kids, mom and dad, go off to bingo, but,
sure.
You know, the law's 21. Well, not with us. We're not. We don't have a license because we're not going to give away any money.
Uh-huh.
But, boy, do we have shelves full of prizes that we bought. So the kids are going to be able to win prizes. We want the moms and dads to stay with them, play bingo, too. Prices for everybody. We're just gonna have a good time.
I like that. What a great idea. Yeah.
Lucky number drawing, seat drawing. You know me. I make it up as I go.
Well, there you go. Sure.
Random Hoax will be playing some music, though, under the pavilion from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. We're going to dance the night away there.
Wow. All right. So that's the first big day, and we still got 2 days to go. Then we head into Saturday. What's happening on Saturday, Roseanne?
Well, after a couple hours sleep, we're all going to jump in and get ready for the parade. Ron Howe's in charge of that parade again this year. By the way, it's not too late to get in.
Oh, okay.
If anybody would like to join the parade, just give Ron a call.
Yes.
At 362-5574.
Okay.
And he'll get you in the parade. It starts at 10 a.m.
All right.
Again, back on the grounds, the beer tent opens at noon. The Down Home Band starts playing at noon.
Mm-hmm.
Concession stand opens. Arts and crafts. Lots of room there, too.
Okay.
Anybody still wants to join our arts and crafts, call Bev at 469-4051.
All right.
Bev McFall's in charge of that. Bake sale is there starting at noon until all the goodies are gone. And everybody knows why everybody lines up for a mile for the famous...
Fireman's Hamburgers.
You got it. You got it. Gosh, that line was long last year, but everybody was served.
Good.
And everybody seemed to enjoy them. So Fireman's Hamburgers will be there. Little Las Vegas starts at 4 o'clock under the pavilion, and then the walk-in bingo is at noon to 8 o'clock. That's in the hall. Out in the grounds, the lawnmower racing and the barstool races will take place at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Tractor and ATV pulls at 4 o'clock. Eric and George Emery put that together out there. And again, our schedule of everything and phone numbers to contact people are on our website.
Yeah.
And the flyers, yellow and pink flyers all over town. So, and if anybody needs any information, they can always call me, Kevin. They'll get an answering machine on my cell, but I'll call them right back as soon as I can. 469-2700, and they'll get me. I do need to mention the new fun thing this year, though. Besides the family bingo that's being added on Friday, on Saturday and Sunday, the men are bringing in inflatables.
Oh, yeah, I see that here, yeah.
Lots of inflatables in the back for the kids and family to enjoy. They'll require a wristband, but they get to do all they want all day long,
wow.
Saturday and Sunday. two different days on that.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
Family Midway is going to take place, as always, on Saturday under the big tent. Thanks to all the sponsors of the businesses in town that donated to sponsor Game Booth. We have 25 different games for the kids to play, prizes galore. That's Saturday under the big tent. Rain or shine, from noon to 4 o'clock.
All right.
Whew, I'm tired.
Yeah, I know. And we still got dancing to do on Saturday night, right?
Oh, gosh. Do you dance, Kevin?
You know what? If you want to call it that.
Okay. I'll be dancing all right. I'll be dancing all day here. 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. to Random Hoax.
Yes. All right, 2 days down, one to go, and Sunday, usually a quiet day, but you're filled with stuff even on Sunday.
I know. We like to party out here.
Yeah, boy, you do.
Great. This is the 48th year, so they've been doing this for a long time.
That's true.
Sunday, the buffet breakfast, snowgoers help us with that. They put together a wonderful breakfast. Price is right, too. Buffet breakfast starts at 8 a.m., anybody that can get up from Saturday night, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and the adults only pay $5, and the kids are $2.
That is ridiculously cheap, yeah.
That's a real great buffet. And then out in the pavilion again, the beer tent opens at noon. We have a new event on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Mary Baum is going to run that for us. She is going to run a best, worst, and most unusual golf cart show.
That's different.
If you're asking me what that means, it means decorate your golf cart.
I see.
Come on over and find out what we're doing. It's the first one, but we're going to give a surprise participation award to everybody that comes. And it's very unique. Can't tell you anymore. I don't want to blow all the surprises.
Right, sure, yeah.
But, hey, it's going to be good.
It sounds like it. Okay.
Fireman's Hamburgers back on the grill at noon until they're all gone.
All right.
This concession stand is going to be open also at noon. Lots of good food in there. And the arts and crafts will still be there from noon until closing. And then Beth McFaul will have the kids out under the tent at noon with the kids' pet parade.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
It is.
When they're done with their pets showing off, then they can participate in the field games.
Oh.
And that'll start at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
For the adults, the Little Las Vegas will be going on in the big tent, or excuse me, in the pavilion from 12 to 4. And music has got to be part of the festival.
Well, of course.
So the down-home band will be playing from 1 o'clock till the end at 5 o'clock.
All right.
Walk-in bingo in the hall still on Sunday from 12 to 4. Lots of noise out in the field. Eric and George Emery will be putting on the Demolition Derby.
Yeah, there you go.
That starts at noon.
Okay.
And Horseshoe Tournament will be at 1 p.m.
All right.
And then we do our grand prize drawing for the prizes. And that takes place in the pavilion at 5 o'clock. And then we all say, when do we sign up for next year?
For next year. There you go. Exactly. For year number 49. Amazing.
But I know. This is 48 this year. And every year we try to add something different. We certainly thank everybody that helps us put this together. We're still looking for lots of volunteers. They can call me. We will certainly find them a job that they want to do.
Okay.
469-2700. I'll call them back, I promise. I'll be running around the grounds just like everybody else.
Sure.
We do need some help.
Very
always.
Good. And all this we're talking about gets you in for just a $2 button, right?
No, you don't need a button come to the festival. You just need a button to go under the pavilion for drinking beer. And you can still listen to the band outside the pavilion. You know what I mean?
Sure. All right.
But the $2 is for just to verify the age.
Very good.
In there in the beer tent. But no, everything else, there's no button required to come to the festival.
Good deal. Sponsored by the Sand Lake Heights Men's Association. It's going to be a fun, fun time. And again, go to the website, right? Because that's where everything is. We went through everything pretty quick. If they want more information about the who, what, when, where, they can go to the website.
That's right. And find a flyer laying around town.
Yes.
Pink or yellow. Most businesses have them. And again, call me. I'd be glad to walk them through it.
That's right. The president of the Ladies Auxiliary for the Sand Lake Heights Men's Association, Roseanne Kreitner. Roseanne, thanks for joining us. And we'll look for a great festival this weekend.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you very much for having us on.